As part of our investigations programme, conservators George Bisarca and Cynthia Moyer look at this splendid example of a Venetian frame. In Venice, framing styles were reminiscent of local architecture.
Venetian architecture was more similar to Northern Gothic in that it had a lot of perforated tracery carving and so on, which you can see in the spandrels in the upper left and right of this picture. And often there was a blue color or sometimes even gilding in that recessed area.
You can also see how the twisted columns are applied to the surface on top of the paint layer as well.
This also is a wonderful example of a private devotional object. You can see if you go around to the back that it's coated on the back with a gesso coat, which is painted in a deep red with white flecks in it, in imitation of porphyry, the royal porphyry stone, just like you can see in the painting itself on the front part of the tomb of Christ there. You can see a porphyry stone inlaid.
Looking at the gilded surface of the frame, we're looking at a predominantly red surface, and it's a result of the fact that the gold leaf has pretty much been worn off, and we're looking at the ground color. The original artist's intent was not to have this appear red by any means. In the recesses particularly, you can see where there's still a lot of gilding left. But it's a really good example of how this gilding technique, which is water gilding, is very vulnerable and subject to being washed away.
Maybe, Cynthia, you could tell us more about the process of water gilding.
Gilding on almost all Italian frames is water gilding. To hear Cynthia's explanation of the process as you look around this gallery, press play.